What if the secret to extraordinary leadership isn't learning more, but practicing less? While executives devour hundreds of business books searching for the next breakthrough strategy, the most transformative principles have been hiding in plain sight all along. Ken Blanchard and Randy Conley's work cuts through decades of leadership complexity to reveal 52 straightforward truths that separate leaders who merely manage from those who truly transform. During the chaos of the pandemic, when elaborate strategic plans crumbled overnight, countless leaders found themselves returning to these foundational principles, not because they were trendy, but because they actually worked when everything else failed. The paradox is striking. Common sense remains startlingly uncommon in practice. Every morning, leaders face a defining choice. Will I lead to serve or to be served? Self-serving leaders create boss watchers, employees who manage upward rather than solve customer problems. Servant leaders reject this, recognizing their role exists to support those doing the actual work. Southwest Airlines, Nordstrom, and Disney built empires on this inverted model, placing customers and frontline employees at the top. When a Disney cast member empowers a disappointed child with a special experience, they're operating within a framework where leadership has already removed obstacles. This approach combines two elements. During visioning, leaders provide crystal-clear direction, the what and why that give work meaning. During implementation, they become servants, providing training, removing barriers, and celebrating progress. Disney's purpose isn't run theme parks, it's the happiness business. That clarity transforms every interaction from transaction into mission. Autonomy doesn't mean chaos. A river without banks becomes a puddle. Boundaries channel energy and creativity. The most empowered teams operate within clear parameters defining success, procedures, and values. When you train, empower, and genuinely care about team members, they naturally take exceptional care of customers who become raving fans, creating a virtuous cycle where engaged employees drive business growth. The most powerful leadership interventions take about 60 seconds. Three simple practices form the foundation of extraordinary performance. First, establish clear, observable goals together. Without them, people confuse busyness with progress. Effective goals must be SMART, specific, motivating, attainable yet challenging, relevant to broader objectives, and trackable through concrete measures. Second, catch people doing things right and tell them immediately. Most employees gauge performance by "nobody's yelled at me lately," creating anxiety-driven cultures where people play not to lose. Effective praise happens in real time, identifies specifically what was done well, and encourages repetition. The crucial insight: praise progress, not just perfection. When toddlers say "waller" instead of "water," we celebrate the journey toward mastery. Yet at work, we withhold recognition until someone reaches 100%, discouraging the very learning we claim to value. Third, redirect mistakes promptly and respectfully. Address errors immediately while confirming goal clarity, review what happened, express your feelings about the impact, pause for absorption, remind them they're better than their mistake, and reaffirm confidence. These micro moments, whether redirecting errors, listening to suggestions, or simply saying happy birthday, accumulate into the culture that either energizes or depletes your team. Here's an uncomfortable truth. 54% of managers are one-trick ponies, applying the same leadership style regardless of the situation. This rigidity fails because development level isn't about the person, it's about their competence and commitment on specific tasks. Your star performer in marketing might become a complete novice when asked to lead a technology initiative. Four distinct development levels require different leadership styles. Enthusiastic beginners arrive with high commitment but low competence. They need direction and close supervision. Disillusioned learners have developed some competence but lost commitment. They need coaching and encouragement. Capable but cautious contributors possess high competence but variable commitment. They need support and collaboration to regain confidence. Self-reliant achievers combine high competence with high commitment. They're ready for delegation and autonomy. The magic happens when leaders flex their style based on accurate assessment rather than assumption. Many leaders guess what motivates their people, typically assuming money or advancement. This leads to comical mismatches, giving raises to those craving responsibility and promotions to those wanting work-life balance. The solution is almost embarrassingly simple. Ask people what would motivate them to perform at their best. People give their discretionary effort only when they know you genuinely care about their success. Many confuse humility with weakness, but Jim Collins discovered that the highest performing leaders display personal humility and professional will. They're ambitious for the company, not themselves. Ego-driven leaders grab credit and deflect blame. Servant leaders do the opposite. Healthy self-esteem balances pride and abilities with honesty about limitations, acknowledging strengths without arrogance, and recognizing weaknesses without insecurity. Servant leaders work alongside their people, keeping communication flowing in all directions. They admit they don't know everything and actively seek input, leveraging everyone's strengths rather than bottlenecking decisions. Instead of wearing exhaustion as a badge of honor, they work smarter by preparing and training their people, then getting out of their way. Servant leadership is love in action, choosing others' growth over your comfort, their success over your ego, and the mission over your convenience. This isn't soft, it's the hardest and most rewarding work you'll ever do. Trust operates like oxygen, invisible until it disappears, at which point its absence destroys team cohesion and productivity. The ABCD model provides a practical framework. Demonstrate ability through expertise and consistent results. Act with integrity by aligning words with actions and communicating transparently, even when difficult. Show care through genuine interest in team members' well-being and career growth. Honor commitments by following through on promises. When circumstances prevent this, communicate proactively. High-trust organizations experience 74% less stress, 106% more energy, and 50% higher productivity than low-trust organizations. These aren't marginal differences, they're transformational. Yet leaders often rush into strategies without building trust first, then wonder why they face resistance. Building trust requires vulnerability, the willingness to extend trust first rather than demanding others prove themselves. When leaders admit mistakes and limitations, it inspires others to do the same. People admire your strengths, but they respect your honesty about vulnerability. Trust requires continuous nurturing through consistent, trustworthy behavior. The world doesn't need more complicated leadership theories. It needs leaders willing to practice simple truths consistently. Command and control hierarchies have produced record low trust, with less than 30% of employees fully engaged. Leadership is a calling to positively influence others, whether you lead a corporation, team, or family. When leaders change their approach, the impact ripples outward to direct reports, colleagues, customers, and entire organizations. Start by selecting one simple truth each week and implementing it consistently. You might begin with listen first, practicing focused attention in conversations without planning your response. Notice how it affects your relationships and results. Share what you're learning with others and invite their feedback. These simple truths create a better world. When we lead with service and trust, we contribute to a more humane, productive, and fulfilling environment. The journey requires daily commitment to choose service over self-interest, trust over control, and growth over comfort. While the principles are simple, their consistent application takes practice and persistence. The rewards, deeper relationships, enhanced results, and the satisfaction of contributing to others' success make it worth every effort. The world needs more servant leaders. That transformation begins with you today, one interaction at a time.